As 2024 comes to an end, the news begins to slow down. However, it's also a time to sit back and reflect on the news this year and the moments that defined Norfield. Instead of the regular newscast, for the next few days, we'll be taking a moment to look back at the headlines of 2024. The moments, the people, and the events that defined Norfield this year. Today, we take a look back at the biggest stories of Norfield this year, the ones that got the most attention and the most views. For KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells with this look back at headlines in 2024. The story that drew more interest than any other and attracted the most viewers to our website for the year was related to the Cannon River flooding in June. The flood was the third time in 15 years that Norfield has had a 100-year flood. After heavy storms for 10 days, starting on June 12th, the Cannon River began rising to its highest ever recorded crest of 901.52 feet. This was just above the crest of the river during the 2010 floods. During the floods, the 4th Street Bridge off of Bridge Square was shut down. Employees of Carlson Capital Management used an army of sump pumps and extra hands as they worked to mitigate the flood damage to their office. Located just below the 4th Street Bridge to the north of Bridge Square, across the river, the new owners of Froggy Bottoms had been working very hard to get the popular bar and grill up and running again. They were running sump pumps as well and had a flood wall installed after the 2010 flood devastated the restaurant and forced it to close for almost a year. The Carleton College Lighten Up garage sale was forced to close on Friday and did not reopen on Saturday for the final day of the sale. The flooding brought attention from state and federal leaders. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, along with 2nd Congressional District Congresswoman Angie Craig, toured the flooded areas in Carver and Rice County, making a stop in Northfield. The delegation was briefed by city officials about the situation at the Norfield Fire Hall. On June 22nd, Governor Tim Walz declared a peacetime emergency to assist with flooding damages, and on the evening of June 24th, Mayor Rhonda Ponnell declared a local emergency. Here's then-Police Chief Mark Elliott at the time of the flood.
The forecast for the next 3 days is somewhere between 3 and 5.5 inches of rain. So we're keeping a very close eye on that because depending on how that rain hits, how much hits us, but also how much hits the upper watershed. So Cannon River over towards Faribault and the Straight River all the way down to Owatonna flows into the Cannon and then comes through downtown Northfield. So we have to keep an eye on that as well, and we'll continue to do that.
Several government agencies, including FEMA, offered flood recovery and cleanup programs. In response to the flooding, the city is looking at ways to provide more support and mitigation to flooding emergencies in the future. While it was never one story, it indeed dominated everyone's minds starting in May when 7 candidates announced they were running for Norfield mayor. For some Norfield voters, there were 17 candidates in local elections and 4 referendum questions. Combined with several large issues at the local level, it was certainly a complicated election season. And the results of the election will change Norfield for the years to come. The city will have a new mayor, Erica Zweifel, and 2 new members of the council, Chad Beamer and Peter Dahlin, leading to a council that will look and sound different in coming years. Here's the mayor-elect.
I'm very excited to be the mayor-elect. Again, thank you to everyone who has been part of this process, all the candidates and all the folks who got involved in all those campaigns. And I'm very much looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to working with the new council and the composition that it's in.
Norfield students will also have a reimagined high school. Voters voted in favor of all 3 questions, leading to renovations and expansions of the academic and athletic facilities and installing a geothermal system. The educational campaign started in the early spring and featured over 80 different events. Superintendent of Schools Dr. Matt Hillman expressed his thanks to voters.
To all of our Norfield school district, 178 square mile school district, to all of our voters, the voters are always right. Thank you for showing your faith in our school district and really for committing to the future of our students. So,
one of the most noteworthy events of the campaign was when Carleton College announced its intention to donate $2 million to the project if voters approved the referendum. While there was little on the ballot for state elections, State Representative Christy Purcell was reelected for her 2nd term. However, she became the last Democrat in the State House to represent a rural district at the state capitol. While the election may be over, the politics is not, and now the candidates move to the governing phase. Trying to narrow down just a few stories as the most significant stories of 2024 is honestly a difficult task. However, for one last honorable mention, I think the ice arena, finally having a path forward, is worthy of it. For my entire life and for many years before my life, it's been a long debated topic in Northfield about the future of the ice arena. And by the summer of 2026, Northfield will have a new one. With this look back at Northfield in 2024, I'm Logan Wells for KYMN News.